I'm here with Carol Smith, who's from God's Precious Infants, who is here at the March for Life in Birmingham. We'll welcome her. Welcome, Carol, to Radio Immaculata.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. Such a grace.
Now, what brings you here to the March for Life?
Well, I just love, I've been in a pro-life movement for many, many years, and it's just great to be with so many like-minded people, to see the joy, the fun. It's not about doom and gloom, it's all about the love of God and the joy of Jesus. That's the way I feel about it, and it brings such joy to be here. And even though I've travelled from near Dover, Kent, it's just marvellous to be with everyone I know, actually.
And we're actually in the rain. Well, it's drizzling, so
it's drizzling.
It makes it even more special. We do a bit of penance.
Yeah, yeah. But the sun's come out sometimes, so that's good.
Now, could you describe for us the feeling of when a turnaround happens?
Wow, well, that's just great, of course.
Should I just explain what a turnaround is? That's when a woman who is considering an abortion changes her mind.
Yeah. Well, I had a recent, someone, the Good Counsel Network told me about a lady who went to my local abortion mill, which is in Maidstone. I go there every week. And there's only me, really, and my friend who sits in adoration. And she told me that this girl came to Maidstone, and she went in and she didn't like the place. She didn't like it at all. So she decided to go to the London venue at Whitfield Street, Mari Stopes. And there she spoke to a counsellor who was outside. And she went to Good Counsel for counselling there and decided to keep her baby. And it was just, everyone was jumping up and down with joy and happiness because this one life was saved. And it's not only about the life being saved, it's about the mother herself. She was saved. She knows about the love of God and she knows that she's not alone. Good Counsel and all our pro-life people are there to help her, to pray for her. I passed around all this joy to everyone I knew who are in the pro-life movement, and we've all been praying for her and the baby, of course, to have a healthy baby and to keep her baby till birth. Of course she will now.
Now, I think that's an important thing to understand and remember for our radio listeners, that it's also about a love not only for the child in the womb, but for the mother.
Yes.
We have to spread this awareness that we love these women.
Yeah.
And we want to help them as much as possible.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I've heard on occasions abortion mills have closed because of prayer, particularly prayer to the Blessed Sacrament. Could you share some of these episodes with us?
I go to the London venues when they're on with the Franciscan Friars of Annual, and there was a big abortion mill in Bedford Square, central London, and we were out there praying. There was 40 Days for Life in this venue. Was constant prayer there, and then we heard, oh, it's a couple of years ago now, but the actual place closed. So we were so happy and joyful, even though we had so much opposition from pro-choice and the media.
Now, I've heard also that some people who offer themselves and pray for the end of abortion outside of these mills sometimes circle round the abortion mills.
Yeah, well, I don't...
To bring the walls of Jericho down.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just felt that in prayer. A wonderful pro-life prayers, helpers prayers, were getting out more elderly. They couldn't come, and a few of them have died. So there are saints, really, and they come with us. And there's only me at the moment, apart from we have once a month vigil, I go weekly. There's another lady who sits in the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament on a Friday morning, I go around, and I've done this every time I go there, even though it's a very busy town, a city. Well, Maidstone is the county town of Kent, so it's quite a busy place, and we're quite near the council offices. So every time I go there in my car, there's one space, and it's usually the same one every week I go. And I park my car there, and I could put the signs up with pro-life pictures, not abortion pictures, pro-life pictures on the side with the phone number of the Good Counsel Network. And then I will go to Mass, and then walk around seven times, praying the rosary. And I ask all the angels and saints, especially the saints of a day and the pro-life saints, to walk with me, because they're with me. We're a spiritual army, an unseen army, but and Our Lady too. She's there with us every step of the way, and I do feel that. And even our lovely ladies who have died, who used to come out with us, are there. They're there with us, so they come with us as well. So with me, not us, me. So they're all, and I find it very uplifting. And I very rarely see anyone going in and out of the abortion mill, but when I do, I will offer them a help leaflet, prayer cards, anything that will help them come to Jesus.
Now, finally, what can be done for us to end abortion in this country? We'd have to reach the politicians, we'd have to reach the masses. Maybe yeah. Even the Queen herself.
Yeah. Well, I'm a member of SPUC, Society of Protection of Unborn Children, and they are very, very good with in the political side. I've written to MPs. Our local MP is a Christian, and he seems to, which is Dover, Deal, and Folkestone, but Dover and Deal and surrounding areas. And he seems to be a good man. Pro-life, he has a pro-life I think message mind, but I'm hoping that when this election comes, that we could maybe get our pro-life message over.
Let's pray that to Our Lady of Guadalupe, that just like pagan Mexico, she ended the human sacrifice of those pagan people by converting them to Catholicism. That Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Immaculate Heart
pray.
Of Mary, can intervene and stop this modern-day human sacrifice of the unborn children and crush the head of the ancient serpent. Amen. Thank you very much, Carol Smith, for speaking to us.
Well.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very
God bless
much.
You. I'm here with Therese McGristle, who lives in Northern Ireland, and
James from the Wirral by Liverpool.
And they've come to the March for Life. Now, Therese gave a beautiful story of a lady who saw people come to the March for Life, saw their joyfulness, and decided to change her mind. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
She shared her story with us last year, and she had booked herself in for an abortion the week of the march last year. The year before last, sorry, but she met some pro-lifers who were very joyful, very happy, and she was taken by their cheerfulness. And they ended up talking and chatting with each other, and then they invited her into the march, into the festivities, and she went in and she had a very blessed time and an encounter with them, so much so that she changed her mind from having an abortion. And she stood up at the march last year with a baby in her arms and pointed to the crowd and said, "He is here because of you and because of your witness." And so we were all just bowled over with joy, you know, it was just amazing.
How beautiful. Now, James, please share with us some of your experiences. Is it at school that you find yourself isolated?
I find at school I am pretty isolated. I'm one of the very few pro-life people in my school. And I do seem to be met with some hostility, not always hostility. Sometimes people want to talk, but sometimes people just want to throw anger. And I don't understand. And I just have one question. Why are some people so afraid to engage in dialogue? Why, when met with facts, are we met with shouting and anger? All we want to do is talk and express our views and have a bit of healthy dialogue. That's it.
Now, how old are you, if you don't mind?
I'm 17, sir.
Now, we actually have here a group of protesters who are for abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can just pick them up a little bit on here. You probably can't hear what they're saying, but it's quite hostile. Now, what would you say to those who have come here?
I would say, why are you hiding behind masks? That's my one question for them. Why are you hiding behind masks? If you've come here to peacefully protest us, why are you hiding behind masks? As some are.
Now, let's hope that you can dialogue with some of them and change their minds through the
Hopefully,
grace of God.
That's all I want to do.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. Thank you.
You're welcome.